So you were going to be a witness today. Mm-hmm. You didn't get a chance to testify. The case was dismissed. What would you have said?
Well, my testimony was basically about the video, because I was there about 2 feet away from her taking the video. And so I recorded the police grabbing her from the back, dragging her into the street, and I recorded what ensued, because, you know, she didn't know who was grabbing her, who knows for what reasons. She put up quite a fight, and they had to drag her back and forth and back and forth and really brutalize her to get her down on the ground. And in the position she was in, her boyfriend had just been arrested moments before, so she didn't know where he was, so she was kind of in a panic. But I had recorded that whole thing, and I recorded it in just in short segments so that I could easily upload whatever parts that I wanted to online. And I uploaded that, her arrest, immediately. So that was immediately online. She found it a couple days later. But it's interesting to me that that was the reason that the city cited for dismissing the case. They hadn't had a chance to look at all the evidence. They saw the video and saw what terrible position they were in, with the police grabbing her from behind. So they concluded that there was not a reasonable case to be made for finding her guilty. So I'm very happy that that was the reason. And I'm a little bit shocked. We all presume that the city attorneys and the police are watching our Facebook pages, and apparently, you know, that was sitting up 5 minutes after her arrest, and it took this many months for them to decide that they didn't have a case against her. That's pretty disappointing.
What do you think might have come out? The attorney told me that he intended to ask about shadow officers. What is that exactly, and did you know about him, and if so, how did you know about him?
Well, we know about shadow officers because of a manual that was leaked about crowd control. So we know that shadow officers are people that they embed in situations, in this case, I guess, protest situations, where these would be undercover people that would assist what's called arrest teams to go in and arrest selected individuals. So they call them persons of interest, and these shadow officers will help build the evidence, or, you know, watch these persons of interest, and when they've committed some sort of crime, then they will help the arrest officers make the arrest. And the interesting thing about shadow officers is, how do they blend in? How do they participate in the protest? Because, you know, it used to be we had a law that police weren't allowed to infiltrate, right?
Lie about who they were, and they had to identify themselves.
That's right, and be part of social justice movements. Well, that's, you know, since COINTELPRO, that came right back, and they're in there, and we know that they're in there. But what's of interest to the lawyers is, what are these guys doing while they're passing for protesters? Because if we're being arrested for being in the streets, and we know that 27% of us, in the case of last November 5th, 27% of us were in the streets also, those are people who are encouraging that kind of behavior. And we want to know, what else are they doing? Are they encouraging violence? Are they trying to incite a riot? Or are they even pretending to assault officers to try to get other people to assault officers? And there are two gentlemen who are still accused of assaulting police officers. And I think it's going to be very critical to know if any of those shadow officers were doing that kind of behavior. And until we can have some commander assure us that they were not doing it and prove it, then the city's really in trouble. So that would have been the most interesting part of this trial. But, you know, this is only the first one to come to trial. There have been 3 other dismissals, I believe, and so there are going to be plenty more of these anonymous marchers who are coming to trial, and all of their lawyers have been given the document that lists the 27 shadow officers and their commander, Fountain, and lieutenant, I can't remember the other two lieutenants' names. So there are people that can be subpoenaed, and this judge allowed that subpoena to go through.
So, do you think that has something to do with the dismissal?
It probably had a lot to do with it. That's right. And so the good news is that these other cases that are pending, and all these other people who are falsely accused or, you know, are really fretting, because in the case of those accused of assault, those are felonies, you know, so they're really nervous about this. And they've been contemplating taking pleas, who knows what. But now, with this evidence of shadow officers, and with the city being forced to come out and explain, what are those guys doing? You know, how do you justify, in a march of 100 people, how do you justify putting out 27 officers? So we don't even know if there were 100 people, right? We only know there were 100 minus 27. So this is going to be hilarious. And so it looks like it's going to be a great victory for free speech.
Yeah. How many more do you think there will be? How many more cases?
Well, there were nine.
Yeah, well, there were nine cases. One was dropped immediately because it was somebody who had not been a protester, and they acknowledged as much. But, I mean, he was pulled in and jailed for two nights. His charges were dropped, and then two more were dropped. So this makes four. So now there are five remaining. So five remaining, two of which are in district court because they're felonies. So and those are coming up within, I think, with a month from now, in August and September.